Kaku. So many very, very strong personality of kings came. And from Ikshaku, Maharaj Dasarath. Dasarath means who used to ride on his chariot and in 10
directions,
sides.
Das.
He comes. So his name Dasarath. When he became young, he married 360 queens, but no son or daughter. No son.
One daughter.
He became some anxious. One day he went to place shikar.
Hunting.
Whole day. Very tired. Feeling thirsty and khudha.
Tired.
Very hungry.
He was returning to his kingdom, but his kingdom was so far away and it became night. So his friend was
Kaikai Naresh,
the king of Kaikai Desh, whose daughter was Kaikai. Then king welcomed him and he invited Maharaj Dasarath, today you should be here. We will serve you in all respect. Then his young daughter, Kaikai, very expert, very beautiful, King Kaikai told his daughter to serve Maharaj Dasarath. She well did.
Expert.
Maharaj Dasarath became very happy. Next day, when he was returning to his palace, kingdom, he went to King Kaikai and told that I am very happy that you have welcomed me, especially your daughter, very young, very beautiful and qualified. She served me well. I am very satisfied. If you like, you should give your this daughter to me, I will marry. King Kaikai told, no, I will not give you this, my daughter to you. He told, why? Because you have so many wives in prominent, Kausalya and Sumitra. The son of
Kausalya,
who is in aged,
Kausalya
will be king. So I will give my daughter to a king whose son will sit on
throne.
Then Dasarath Maharaj began to laugh, smile, and told that I have so many
queens,
but no son. If son will be, he will automatically the king. And thus married, and he returned back to his kingdom. But still no son, and he became like
middle age.
His hair half black and half white. Then he told Maharaj
Vasishtha,
and then he told, bring a rishi, his name is Sringi. He has string, he has horns here, but very expert.
One is the Damad, his own son-in-law.
So you should go and bring him, Sankhepe Bori, bring him and he will do Putreshti Jagya. Putreshti Jagya means Putra Ishta.
What? Sacrifice to get son.
He will do a Jagya by which he can have a son by that Jagya, fire sacrifice. And Shringarishi came and did, and a deity of Agni came from the home.
Fire Kunda.
And gave a charu, payas, kheer.
Sweet rice.
To Maharaj Dasarath. You should give to your queen, and to whom you will give? Oh, he will give a child, a son. Maharaj Dasarath divided that kheer into two. Half he gave to Kausalya, and half to Kaikai. Kaikai divided.
Kausalya divided one fourth.
Kaikai divided one piece herself and one piece to Sumitra, or Kausalya also.
Koi kai also.
Yeah, Kaikai, dubar.
Kausalya and Kaikai both gave to Sumitra.
তুমি বলো তো যে কি হলো কি রকম দিল পায়সটা
কৌশল্যা এন্ড কই কই দে গট হাফ হাফ দেন কৌশল্যা ডিড হাফ এগেইন হাফ গিভ ওয়ান ফোর্থ টু সুমিত্রা এন্ড কই হি অলসো ওয়ান ফোর্থ
ফ্রম দ্যাট দেন বাই হাফ রামচন্দ্র কেম বাট হি ওয়াজ পূর্ণ ব্রহ্ম এন্ড ভরত কেম ফ্রম
কই কই
কই কই And from Sumitra, Lakshman and Shatrughna. Ram, Lakshman and Bharat, Shatrughna pair, they used to live together as Ram with Lakshman, Bharat with Shatrughna. But in four brothers there were so much. They were very happy. They were sent to school of Maharshi Vasishtha, and they taught there everything, Dhanur Vidya, Ved, Upanishad and everything. Then they returned back. One day, Maharaj Dasarath called all his council members and told that I am now old. Ramchandra, my
eldest
son, I want that I should give this kingdom to him because all praja wants him. Praja means
subject
wants him. All became very happy. And then Maharaj Vasishtha told Vasishtha when the date, auspicious date is. He goes, yeah, tomorrow. And then all auspicious things for Abhishek was brought. You know Kubja? Kubja na?
Manthara.
Manthara.
Eh?
Manthara. A maid servant of Kaikai. She told, oh, you are sleeping, you are not seeing, you are very, very foolish that the son of Kausalya is going to be
crown prince. Crown prince.
Eh? And you will be
maid servant.
The son of Dasi.
Maid servant of Kausalya.
Oh. Son of Das. Bharat will be his servant. At first, when he heard, he gave his golden harp
chain
to Kinam
Manthara.
Manthara. But Manthara fell and told that I will not take. You are very foolish. From boyhood I have brought up you. I know everything. There is click. Today in the night you should be in, take off all your ornaments, good clothes, and sit in
Salki room.
Kup Bhavan. There was a special room of kings.
Queens.
In which any queen, if any problem,
Manini,
she can go and she can do man. Man, you know?
Man.
Kaikai did, and Maharaj Dasarath came. Then he told that, do you remember my father's words? And do you remember when there was a fight between demigods and
asuras?
Demons.
Asuras.
You promised to give me two
boons.
Benediction.
And then you told, but I told that when need will be, so now need you should give. What he told? He told that by one Ramchandra should go to
exile
for 12 years.
14 years.
14 years. And Bharat should be king.
Other.
That Maharaj became faint. He told, I will give kingdom to Bharat. But why exile to Ram? But anyhow he could not. Gave his anger. In the last, he became faint, and then Ramchandra was called, and Kaikai told that he has given me two words, two boons. So now I have told him, Bharat should be king and Ram should be exiled for 14 years. Ramchandra happily, smiling, went to forest. But Lakshman and Sita
followed him.
When he went to Dandakaranya, when he went to Chitrakoot, Bharat was in his
maternal uncle's house.
And he was called by Vasishtha. Dasarath was dead. His body was kept in oil that she should not be rotten. Then Bharat and Shatrughna came and saw his father is dead, Ramchandra in exile. He asked his mother, why? Oh, only for you to that you should be king. Oh, you are not my mother. From today you are not my mother, you are Maharani Kaikai. I have no relation with you at all. And then he called the councils and told that tomorrow I will proceed for Ramchandra Chitrakoot and I want to return his kingdom and I will bring him Ayodhya. All went there, but Ramchandra, Maharaj Janak came there and he decided that Ram should take his kingdom, but Bharat should be his representative and for 14 years, and after 14 years he will come and take. Anyhow, it was decided. Bharat took his sandal on his head and he returned back.
Wooden sandal.
And then Ramchandra went to Dandakaranya. Sita was stolen. Surpranakha, nose was cut out, and then
Ravan.
She, Surpranakha, went to Ravan, and then Ravan stole away Sita by the help of Marij. Then Ramchandra, weeping and searching Sita, he went to Kashkindha and he made friendship with Sugriv, and Sugriv promised, you should bring my wife and I will search your wife where and we will try to bring her. And in this way Ramchandra killed Bali, and then Sugriv With the help of Hanuman, he searched that Sita was Ashok Vatika of in Lanka of Ravan, and he went there, discovered, and he burnt whole Lanka, and then returned back. Then Ram went to ocean, and he
made
prayed that, "Oh ocean, give me way to go to Lanka." But he could not hurt, and then Ramchandra took his bow and arrow. "I will just today finish you. All water will be finished." Then he told that make a bridge on this by the help of Nal Neel, and Ramchandra did, and that invaded Lanka, killed Raman, Kumbhakaran, Meghnad and all except
Vibhishan.
And then Ramchandra told Vibhishan to bring Sita. Sita was brought there. Ramchandra told that, "I am Kshatriya.
Warrior.
So, to take revenge, I have killed Raman and all. Not for you. You can go anywhere you like." Then Sita told Lakshman, "Make a cheetah. Cheetah, you know?
Fire.
Some oats and then fire, and I will be burnt." Then, when she entered in the burning fire, then Agni Dev came and told Ram, "Oh, this is Sita, she is pure, don't hesitate, you should take." Then Maharaj Dasarath, from heaven they came, demigod came, others came and told that Sita is all right, she is pure, you should take. Then Ramchandra returned back to
Ayodhya,
and he was on throne for 11,000 years. In the last, Ramchandra gave Sita exile. In exile, Sita gave two sons,
but
at a time in the ashram of Valmiki Maharaj, Valmiki Rishi, and in the end, Sita went to Ram in his council. Ramchandra told, "I know you are pure, but still you'll have to give some proof."
Evidence.
Then Sita told that, "If I don't know other than Ram, then O Prithvi Devi, you should divide it into two and take me in chariot with you." Three times told, and at once a throne came. On that throne, Prithvi Devi was there. Sita came out of earth, and in the end she entered in the earth. Ramchandra and all were began to weep. After that, Valmiki told that, "I have written in Valmiki Ramayana. Now you should take the two children, Lokush, and return back to Ayodhya and give kingdom to the sons of Bharat, Shatrughna and Lakhan and your sons, and then you should go to your Ayodhya Dham." Gaur Pramanande Iti Mata Ado Ram Tapo Banadi Gamanam Sita Harnam Jatayumaranam Sugriva Sambhasanam Lanka Dahanam Tatpaschat Ravan Kumbhakarna Meghnad Hananam Sita Anayan
Iti
Ramay. Prasad Tachana?
Twenty.